from 9:10 till 9:30 and Saturday from 9:10 till noon. If you didn't get a chance to tune in, just log on to our website at BarnesvilleRadio.com and go to the On Demand button. Click on the Consumer Calls link and click the day you want to hear. We post a week's worth of consumer calls on our website so you can listen to the day you missed. Consumer Calls is also sponsored by CMN NR Development, ITT Village, Enterprise Odd Store. Once again, the numbers to call, 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's Consumer Calls. And good morning and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, and once again, those numbers are 918-336-1400 and our toll-free number 1-800-749-5936 for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. We're not looking for any business advertising, licensed or running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And I have wide open lines right now here till 9:30. Our time now is 9:12. With that, I'll be right back.
Custom audio, video design, and installation with a personal touch. The Audio Video Doctor, Mike Dutcher, can create a custom entertainment package to meet your needs and your budget.
Complete whole home wireless music system that can be controlled from a desktop computer, a laptop, tablet, or a smartphone.
Call Mike Dutcher, 918-327-9206. That's 918-327-9206. The Audio Video Doctor.
Instant savings on brand new merchandise and gift certificates. Mark your calendars for the annual K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM auction. Saturday morning, July 31st at the Washington County Fairgrounds in Dewey. Doors open at 8 a.m. and the auction begins at 9. We've been shopping at local advertisers, buying brand new merchandise and gift certificates. Then we'll be auctioning them off to you with guaranteed savings. Bidding stops at 80%. However, many items won't even get to the full 80%. You may pay 40, 50, 60% of retail. It's an auction. And you set the prices. You get the bargains. Some of the items up for sale include
OU and OSU tumblers, Kendra Scott jewelry, Killers of the Flower Moon book, and more from Moxie on 2nd, a Pelican cooler from Thompson Brothers, and Corinthian China. Dine and Trap, Bug Exterminator, Decorative Pots, and Gift Certificates from Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses.
There will be free prizes, too, so don't miss it. Bartlesville Radio's annual auction, Saturday, July 31st, beginning at 9 at the Washington County Fairgrounds in Dewey.
Your world is full of technology, and we're here to help you navigate your way through it with Tech Talk, Saturday mornings at 7:30 on K1, the one you trust. Tech Talk is brought to you by Ernest Heating and Air, NBR Electronics, and IT Village with your hosts, Charles Miller and Charles Mall. Tech Talk, Saturday mornings at 7:30 on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tonight is the monthly meeting of the Washington County Republican Party. That is tonight at 6:30. This is an open GOP meeting. We will have three separate presentations. First, the Bartlesville FFA Agricultural Advisor, Marty Jones, who will be filling in for school superintendent Chuck McCauley. He will be breaking down and explaining the $28 million school funding bond coming up for a vote on August 10th. Next, our new superstar of the Constitution, House District 11, Wendy Stearman, will give us a rundown on the ways in which her extensive knowledge of our Constitution affects her ongoing legislative decision-making. Last but not least, our national legislative update will be presented by Adam Jones, who represents Congressman Kevin Hearn. Adam will be discussing, among other things, our exciting prospects for regaining control of the House and Senate in 2022. So, as usual, this event will be fun, exciting, informative, free of charge. That is tonight at 6:30 p.m. at the downtown restaurant called Crossing Second at Second and Osage. Come early to get a good seat and to get something fabulous to eat.
All right. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Again, that's the Republican Party meeting tonight at Crossing Second at 6:30. Be there. It's going to be good. They've got a lot of informative speakers that's going to talk to you about stuff that's happening and what they want to accomplish. And again, that's at Crossing Second at 6:30, the monthly meeting of the GOP party here in Washington County. With that, I'll be right back.
It's summertime, which means for the 80th consecutive season, the Dungy's Fort Indians are back in Bartlesville. The 2021 Indians play on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
And that one line down the right field line, and it's going to drop fair. Ward scores. Say it with me, Windians!
Dungy's Fort Indian Baseball on K1 is brought to you by United Linen and Uniform, Arvest Wealth Management, Musselman Abstract Company, United Rentals, OK Federal Credit Union, ConocoPhillips, Phillips 66, your State Farm Insurance agent Matt Spence, Paul's Record Service, your local Edward Jones agent Randy Bloom, Advanced Benefit Systems, Stocks, Archambault, Muggenberg and Barclay, ASAP General Stores, the Bartlesville Collision Center, and the Dungy's Family of Autos. It's the Indians on K1.
Stay connected with K1 text messaging. Breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings delivered immediately to you on your phone. Sign up today at BartlesvilleRadio.com. K1 text is brought to you by Dungy's Family of Autos, Bob Loftus Furniture, and Brian Kennedy Farmers Insurance Agency. Breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings delivered to you on your phone. Only on K1 text.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Looking for your calls here at 918-336-1400, toll-free 1-800-749-5936. And we're looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. We're not looking for any business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. We'll also talk about community events that's happening in Bartlesville and our surrounding areas, fundraisers for your church, school, club, any kind of organization you belong to, nonprofit, and we will always talk about garage sales, estate sales, moving sales, yard sales, plenty of those kind of sales. It's summer, and that's what's happening here. Our time now is 9:19. Let's go ahead and take a quick check of our weather.
Once again, we're in for some pretty nice temperatures by July standards to start off the work week as a weak cold front has made its way through the region. We'll climb to the low to mid-80s by lunchtime and settle generally in the mid-80s this afternoon with northeasterly winds. Slightly drier air moves in by later in the day. Just a slight chance for an isolated shower or storm in one or two spots. Lows dropping off into the mid-60s overnight. Highs back in the upper 80s with northeasterly winds again on Tuesday. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6 meteorologist Stephen Nairns.
Thank you, Stephen, for the weather update. Right now, currently at 9:19, it is 73 degrees on our climb up to higher temperatures this afternoon. Looking for a high of around 84 with a low of 66. And then tomorrow, a high of around 86 with a low of 64. So that's pretty good sleeping weather unless the humidity is awfully high, which it was yesterday. It was about 89% humidity, and I couldn't even keep my house cool. Anyway, you're listening to Consumer Calls, 918-336-1400, toll-free 1-800-749-5936, items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. Today's Maple Street Meat Market question, I don't know if I have that here in front of me. Would you own your own business? Call me, 918-336-1400. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link, or go to K1KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Facebook page, and you can vote there. And the poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. Would you own your own business? In these days, times, and ages, I'm not certain that I would. Earlier on, yes, I would, but not so much now. So let me know what you think, and I'll mark it down, and we can take a poll of that and see what the percentages are at the end of the day. Our time now, 9:21, time for our Oklahoma Energy Report, a three-minute report. But let's go to our phone lines first. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. In the northwestern part of Bartlesville, over on like Cass or Busey or I'm not sure, Woodrow, I don't know what the place is. There's a guy over there, or a couple of guys over there that work on lawnmowers. And I've had them work on a couple of mine, but doggone if I can remember where they're at. If somebody over on that side of town or anybody knows, I don't care, knows somebody works on lawnmowers, well, give me a call. 918-440-8732. I got two or three of them I need to have tuned up.
So looking for a lawnmower repair person or a tune-up job? 918-440-8732.
8732, yes, ma'am.
All right, we got it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your service.
You're so welcome. Thank you. All right, time for our Oklahoma Energy Report.
A murky crystal ball. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. With uncertainty the key word when it comes to the future of oil demand, traders spent last week dipping toes in the water and then quickly pulling out, making for a roller coaster ride, which ended with the largest weekly loss since March for the price of the U.S. benchmark crude. With an unexpected drop in the latest survey on U.S. consumer confidence, the worry some members of OPEC might start overproducing, launching a price war that will cause a collapse in oil prices, a continued rise in the U.S. active rig count, and last but not least, the sharp rise in COVID-19 cases in much of the world because of the Delta variant, many are deciding to sit on the sidelines and see what happens next. The NYMEX August crude contract posted a weekly loss of 3.7%, ending at $71.81 a barrel. It's the biggest weekly loss for the U.S. benchmark since the week that ended March 26th. The global benchmark Brent was off 2.6% to $73.59 a barrel, its biggest weekly loss since May. Natural gas prices ended flat on the week as concern about demand offset a tightening in supply. The NYMEX August natural gas contract ending the week about where it started, at $3.67 a million BTUs. The number of rigs actively drilling for oil and natural gas in the U.S. continues to rise, with the latest Baker Hughes weekly rig count up 5 to 479. That's 89% higher than for the same time last year. Oklahoma's rig count is up by 2 to 29, and that is a 190% jump from a year ago. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Where does your milk come from? Hi, I'm Kristen, an Oklahoma dairy farmer. My family and I take pride in providing you and your family with a safe, wholesome, nutritious, but most importantly, delicious dairy foods. Yep, right here in your home state. It can't get any fresher or more local than that. Learn more about where your dairy foods come from at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Keeping your lawn and garden looking great is hard. It's even harder if you don't know what you're doing. Tune in Saturday mornings at 8 to K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3 for the Green Country Gardener with our expert Larry Glass. The Green Country Gardener is brought to you by Kelly Banks Tree Service, Green Thumb Nursery, Peter's True Value Hardware, Jensen's Tractor Ranch, and United Rentals. Tune in Saturday mornings at 8 and sharpen your shovel for the Green Country Gardener on K1, the one you trust.
K1 loves birthdays. Each morning we announce all area birthdays and one name is chosen to receive a certificate for a birthday meal. From Dink's Pit Barbecue, Rita's Cocina Mexicana, Pop's, Daylight Donuts, or Sterling's Grill. If you or someone you know has an upcoming birthday, give us a call. 918-336-1001 and give us the details. We'll announce their name and maybe choose them as our daily winner at our K1 Birthday Club.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday.
BartlesvilleRadio.com is your source for what's going on in the community and around the world.
click on BartlesvilleRadio.com and check out local and national news, upcoming events, lost or found animals, listener birthdays, anniversaries, up to the second real-time reports, the latest news, weather, market news, and local sports scores and schedules. If it's on the air locally, it's on BartlesvilleRadio.com. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com.
And it's now time, seeing no phone calls, now time for our doggone report.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
And it's time for our doggone report. Nothing to report today, so that's a good thing. But when we do, you can go to our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com, click on the doggone link. It'll open up. You can see what we have there. Now, if you need to submit an animal, lost or found, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. It's a free service. You click on the submit tab. It'll open up. There's a form you fill out, answer questions. At the end, you have the opportunity to upload a picture if you'd like. When you hit the submit button, be patient. It does not go to the website. It does go to us, and we take care of what we need to and send it on its way. Now, if you don't want to do any of that, you can call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us. We'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. You can also email me, Sharon, that's Sharon, at BartlesvilleRadio.com with your information. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as fast as I can. And it's all a free service, so that's a good thing. Nothing to report today. Good thing as well. With that, I'll be back.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
And that is going to do it for me today. I'll be back in tomorrow with more Consumer Calls. Same time, same station. Remember our Maple Street Meat Market poll question today. Would you own your own business? 918-336-1400. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link. Or you can go to K1, KYFM, KREG, KPGM Facebook page and vote in the poll question of the day. Comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. Have a beautiful day. Talk to you tomorrow with more Consumer Calls. Stay cool.
In terms of applying the rules and, you know, giving consequences or taking away privileges, it begins with a question. Will you please?
Dr. Randy Schrader on Focus on the Family Minute.
So many parents use a sentence, and that does not give a child also to make decisions. Children need to